Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Is there feedback? Is there feedback?
Well, or bassy? Like emails?
Not like email.
What do you mean?
Are you fucking dumb?
Well, I can't. I don't have headphones on. How do I hear feedback in real life? Like, that's like asking someone that you're just talking to. Do you have do you hear feedback?
Oh.
When I talk to you, do you hear feedback?
Welcome.
It's like. Your question was stupid, not my answer.
Welcome to my wife. My wife hates me.
That was our cold open.
My wife hates me. Today's what's today? Monday, January 8th.
I don't give a shit.
January 8th.
Can't even tell you the year.
We're here doing our podcast because we have no radio show anymore.
No, we have those bastards. How dare they lie on their show like that? They got us fired. What if I just kept that narrative going? You know what? Go look at the records. Go back and look at the records.
See, no one gets your humor. Your humor is just, first of all, let me.
No one gets my humor. That's the meanest thing anyone's ever said.
No, because, okay, one, anybody that listens to this podcast or anything that goes back and says anything, are fucking little baby snitches.
It is weird.
Why do people just run back and snitch? They're like, how empty are your fucking lives? You think I'm gonna cause drama between two guys that have known each other for fucking.
Why don't you give the background on what you're talking about? Jim and Sam talked about us, played a little bit of our podcast even on the morning show.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Tell them. Thank them.
Oh, thank you.
Thank them.
It feels good to be on the radio again. Okay, sorry. But even they were saying, like, I thought she was joking, but now in light of this new information, I don't think she was joking. Or she was joking, but telling the truth, too. Which isn't that what all jokes are? It's like, I don't even know what's true sometimes in life, what you're thinking. Or you're just making jokes, aren't you? Isn't that what everyone's doing? Just walking around joking.
Well,
maybe I'm wrong.
I never, personally,
make it a point to never know what's happening.
Personally,
at any time.
Let me get going here.
Wait,
hold on. What? Oh, Bonnie just got a text.
Oh, look at Sam.
Why would Sam do now?
It's a clunky form of humor that he's got.
Sam has a clunky
he's
form
got a
of humor.
Clunky. So I texted him.
You text him.
I texted him. No, okay. I say it correctly. I go,
read your text.
I go, it was a joke. It's a running joke in our podcast.
Shouldn't you explain what happened before you tell the people?
I guess they're going to get it in context. I never thought you guys got us fired. I'm not harboring resentments. When I joked when I saw you, it was jokes. Glad that's cleared up. Now get us our show back. And then he wrote, oh, shit. They told me today they wanted you guys back. And I was like, no way.
Well, they do want us back.
Clunkety clunk.
What do you mean?
He's a nice guy, bud. Come on.
No, Sam. Look at I'm a
he's
big
not
fan.
A, he's not a professional comedian like you, myself, and his co-host.
Who's his co-host? You can't say Jim's name?
I couldn't remember it. It was a joke, folks. No, she can't remember my name. I've been friends with them. Okay, so here's what happened. Was that on the last podcast? And we should let me just say this. There was an argument because I said, let's do this podcast on Patreon so people can fucking pay for it. If they want to hear little fucking baby high school dramas, you know.
It's high school drama.
It's so immature and babyish. Two grown men sitting there discussing whether my hug was genuine or not. Like, come on.
What hug? What you...
I gave Sam a hug and was like, I always do it to him, though. I'm always like, oh, all right. You know, it's like, Sam and I don't have a relationship where I openly act like I like him. I openly act like I don't like him.
Yeah.
That's our whole thing. And it's been our whole thing.
But you
kind of
deep down inside are in love with him, right?
I think he's probably got a huge cock. Anyone who lets their hair do that, there's something else going on that's a big positive. You know what
you
I mean?
You think so?
Yes.
Anybody that looks like that from the forehead up.
He's got way too much confidence for how he looks. So I'm going to guess he's packing.
But he seems like the kind of guy that's not. I mean, if you look at him.
Like, he doesn't, like, he's so dumb. He doesn't even know a big dick is a good thing.
No, I think because Sam is.
He's like walking around like, he doesn't know what a big dick is. He's like, man, my 4.5 inches is swinging.
A big dick is. Someone who got fired from Sirius. Well, anyhow.
I don't get it. Oh, who got us fired.
No, not got us fired. The other person who's not even in on this, because I really wanted to talk about him, too.
Okay, so
I wanted to move on.
Let's talk about this. So I wanted to do it on Patreon, and Rich said no, because they made a joke on their... on the show that you love money, and now you're like, no, I don't want people to think I'm only after the money.
No, I'm not after them. Listen, when we...
I think we will talk about this more in depth on Patreon because it's honestly embarrassing, I think, at this point, that anybody's still talking about it.
Well, you're the one who brought it up last week. You can't blame them for...
I know, but
for,
I was...
No,
but,
whoa, stop. You can't blame them for rebutting.
I agree. I'm embarrassed, too. I'm embarrassed doing it right now.
Well, you know...
But...
If I was Jim and Sam, I would get to the bottom of it, too. You know, if
Sam tweeted me or whatever, and I responded. He, you know, the private tweet thing. I go, he did this long tweet about what he heard on the podcast, which I don't even remember a lot of times what we've talked about. But when they played it on his show, which we didn't get a chance to finish listening to it because I don't know what's going on. Maybe they...
You probably did say something that...
So we didn't get to that part of the podcast on their radio show where I was rehearing something. It's like something you dreamt. Oh, is that what happened? So you were saying that I was trying to get paid by Anheuser-Busch, as you recall.
Yes.
And then you were saying you got to go on all this media outlets and say they didn't pay you. And I made
the
joke.
Not Anheuser-Busch, the company.
No, because nobody gives a shit about the company, but Anheuser-Busch would force the company to then pay me.
And you did get paid.
I did get paid. Thank you, everybody. Some people tweeted it after I got paid. I was like, ee. So then I said, oh, I'm going to go on Jim and Sam, whatever their show is called.
You say Jim and Sam first. That's the name of the show.
Jim and Sam.
You don't put Sam before Jim. You're not going to do that. That would be stupid, right?
If that's insulting and you guys are going to have a show about it, I apologize in advance. She said Sam first. Then Sam makes some clunky joke about it. Sorry. Okay. I'm mean too. And I don't mind if people are mean about me, which they were a little bit. It's fine because I'm also mean. I just don't want, I just think like if I'm being mean, I'm joking about it. And I feel like they got real sincere.
I don't know. I can't tell.
About
I didn't
it.
Hear
okay.
The whole thing.
So anyway, then.
They're also doing a 4-hour
they're
radio
also,
tour.
I totally agree.
They gotta go from beginning to end. They can't just throw out.
And they probably have nothing in common, really.
Who?
This is like I've brought them together, like a mutual hatred. I don't know. I don't listen to the show very often.
I've been having headaches too long. I think I have a tumor. Go ahead.
Well, we can only hope. But here's what... It would actually answer a lot of questions if you did have a tumor, like some of the things you're saying and doing.
You remember
you
get a fucking MRI on
my head.
The
tumor out, you're like... I wanted to do what? A basement suite? why do I have all these rings on my hands? Rich has so many rings now.
I have 3 rings.
Look like you're selling rings. You look like you're selling illegal jewelry.
So what were you saying?
Can I buy that middle one there? How much for the middle one? It's god awful.
No, it looks
god awful. And is it? I thought you might have been transitioning like from your fingertips back, but now I'm starting to think maybe when you masturbate, you like to, like you're getting jerked off by a kingpin or something. Is that one of the fantasies? Or
go ahead. Sorry, okay. Can you finish your dumb rant? So stupid. Well, why do you get me in trouble everywhere we go?
I like to pretend Liberace is jerking me off. Is that a guy? Liberace. Yeah.
He was a piano player. Is that a guy? I couldn't remember.
I couldn't remember if that was like.
Why do you get me in trouble? You seem like I don't have these resentments. I don't have these feelings.
You,
but I'm the one who pays.
Right, because I'm passive aggressive also, and so.
But why am I the one who always pays? Like,
how are you paying for it? They said 10 times they love you. They kept saying like, they kept acting like poor you that had to live with this horrendous beast of a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I love Rich. They kept saying it. Rich is one of my best friends. But I love Rich. Rich is a great guy.
But they clumped me in with the way you know, your sense of humor.
Well, because it's our show. It's our show.
Oh.
But what never came up, like, why didn't Rich just tell her earlier?
I did.
Like, he waited 15 months to before.
What?
Saying
you
they didn't get as far. So
you
I don't
know they didn't get as far.
I know that. I've never thought that. If I said it on the podcast, it was just dumb shit coming out of my mouth, which I don't know if I said it or not. They didn't play it while I listened. But
you've always known.
But I do. We do have the running joke that I have resentments against Jim and Sam. Like, if their name ever comes up, I say something negative or bitchy. I feel like it's important to have certain people that you can just make negative jokes about.
No, because originally.
Remember we used to always do it with Mark Norman? We'd always, anytime Mark Norman's name come up, we would say something shitty.
I like
him. Even though we like him.
Yeah.
It's just good to have a couple of punching bags at your disposal.
Well.
For comedic purposes.
But I know why you kind of made jokes about them. In the beginning, when they took over.
Yeah, I was in the beginning.
In the beginning, you still were good friends with certain people. So you probably...
I'm not talking about that.
Give me my nail file, please.
Where is it?
Right there. Where are you going?
Can I come back in 1 second?
Where are you going?
Just talk for 1 second. What
Here's what I think. One, from the beginning, Bonnie never thought they got us fired. Bonnie was... And this is for all the snitches out there. So you could, you know... I could set the record straight. Of course, Bonnie didn't think Jim and Sam got us fired. Bonnie was only upset, or the main reason she was upset, and it wasn't even because Jim never called and said, hey, sorry you got fired. It was because when we got fired, Sirius called me. Don called me and said, hey, they're letting go of your show. So Bonnie was really mad that Don never called her. That's where the resentment started, that Don didn't also call Bonnie and say, hey, your show is gone. So then Bonnie, from that resentment towards Don, or that anger at the time, probably also thought, well, Jim should call her. But really...
No, it's because they all called you.
Jim never called me.
I remember you having a conversation. You said I was sitting in my car talking to
Jim. Yeah, I talked to Jim for a long time, but he didn't know we were fired.
Oh.
He had no clue. You know, or he might have known that all of Opie's shows.
Well, whatever. If I had anger and resentment, it was pretty short-lived.
But your resentment was towards Don in the beginning for not calling you and saying.
I thought he should have. I was part of that show.
Yeah, so Don and Sirius should have called you, not Norton or Sam. They don't call you. If they see you somewhere, they go, oh, sorry, I heard about your show. So your resentment, in my opinion, was overflowed from what... You were mad at Don and Sirius. Now, also, never once ever did Bonnie, or definitely me, think that Jim and Sam got us. Of course they didn't. What we did here, here's what we did here.
Do you don't want to say this for Patreon?
No.
You guys go to Patreon.
Yeah, go to Patreon. No, I'll do it here. What we did here is... And I don't know
this
who
is an honor system.
And I talked to Sam about
this. You listen
this.
To this, you go to fucking Patreon.
This is what we heard. This is way before all the shakeup or all this stuff. What we heard is, and I talked to Sam and cleared this up, was that Sam, we were on from 6 to 8 on Tuesday. So, and Sam was on from like Well, we were on 7 to 9. What were we on? Was it 7 to 9 or 6 to 8? 7 to 9 we were on.
Mm-hmm.
7 to 9. And then Sam came on after us. So what we heard from somebody was Sam wanted the whole week from 7 to 9 instead of late nights. So that he was trying to get...
Actively trying to get us out.
Not trying to get us out, just trying to get that spot.
Right.
Which, again, if I was Sam and I was on at midnight or at 9 to midnight, I would rather have 7 to 9. So I straightened it out with Sam. He goes, no, I never try to get you guys fired. Deep down, I'm sure he did want that spot, and I don't blame him. But somebody...
I think
and
one
I don't
thing you're missing with Sam is, with what? Sam, there's no deep down.
Okay, yeah, there's no deep... So I don't know who told us.
Sam, it's a joke!
I don't know who told
us. I'm sorry,
I
know I must be annoying, because I'm kind of really talking about it. But honestly, I don't care that much about it. It's not like...
No, there's no... It's
I think of them as friends, the people that I... If they show up somewhere, I smile, I laugh, I have a couple of jokes with them, and we move on. We're not...
What do you mean they show? I mean,
you
look,
know, I've encountered them many times.
Well, and obviously...
He talked about Red Eye. I saw him on Red Eye. I made a very funny joke, which you gave me. I thought it was...
What was the joke?
It was right after they took over the morning show. And I said, if I get up to go to the bathroom, I'm scared Sam will steal my chair.
I gave you that?
Yeah, you don't
I am
say
a good writer.
Say it. I said that on Red Eye. I don't know if they cut it out, but they were like, people were kind of a little stunned.
See, obviously you don't have the relationship I have with Norton. I mean, me and Norton go back 25. I don't know how
many
years.
I've never masturbated to the same girl. So
what?
Isn't that stuff you guys used to do?
No,
shit like that?
No. You know,
he's fingering her. You're getting a blowjob.
You're mixing up radio bits with reality.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're like a listener. You don't know reality from radio bits. So I, from the beginning, never... I knew
the
whole
behind
the scenes.
By the way, isn't it funny, though, that the worst insult Rich can give anyone is you're like a listener?
You are.
Sorry, folks.
What's
sorry,
that?
Folks out there.
So I knew right from the beginning. I knew the whole stories with everything. But so the bottom line is snitches. The bottom line is
snitches be bitches, yo.
No,
not
that's
cool.
Not the saying.
What is the saying?
It's snitches get stitches.
Oh, well, I didn't know there was a saying. I just made one up as I went along.
We never ever. I at least 100% know they didn't get us fired. I knew why we got fired. Because they were cutting back on the budget. You know, E-Rock, there was other shows. I'm not saying E-Rock. There was other shows that were doing it for free. I don't know. But I know Race Wars and My Wife Hates Me were getting paid. Okay. So.
Well, you really only know My Wife Hates Me was getting paid.
Yeah, I don't even know if Race Wars were. But so
sure
serious
were.
Cut back on money and let us go. Had nothing to do with Jim and Sam, had nothing to do with fucking Opie. It was serious cutting back on money. And, you know, we weren't getting paid a lot. It was decent, it was okay. But it also, to run a show, they have to hire engineers, edit, whatever. So it was more than we just got paid. And Sirius said, fuck it, it's not worth it. Hopefully we're trying to get the show back. I know somebody's fighting to get it back for us because we did love doing it. It was a lot of fun. It was not our podcast. It was a radio show. Our podcast, obviously, is from our fucking dining room with not the best sound on the planet, and we never have guests.
That's part of the show that hurt the most.
What? That's what Jim and Sam?
That they got us fired and then mocked our...
Our sound?
Our home system.
Is that what hurt? So... Look, I would love for Bonnie to go on Jim and Sam and clear the air. There's no tension between me and those guys.
No.
I've done the show fucking, you know, the reason I wasn't doing the show in the beginning.
Oh, but can I just also say something?
What? When, you know.
Jim did ask me to do.
Chip. Yes.
Which I made it a point early on in my career. I said, you know what, I'm not going to do any shows where the host is a character.
See, already you're starting. Everything you say is just fuel to start trouble.
Is it?
Yes, yes.
Why can't that be funny?
Huh?
Why can't that be funny?
It is funny, but you don't understand people that listen.
My God, you in those rings and filing your nails, it's...
I
telling me what I do wrong in life. Something's happening here, and I'm not sure what it is. But
what do you mean, my nails? I'm trying to grow my nails.
No, I didn't want to do the Chipperson podcast only because I just didn't think I'd be good at doing it. I have an attitude problem.
And so why wouldn't you get back to him when he?
Well, because I tried to think of how to say no many different ways, and I could
never.
Why
wouldn't you be good at it? You don't even know what the podcast is.
I just know like that. What like stuff on Twitter about it?
Like, well, you know,
like somebody that's like he does a.
It's really funny. He's really.
I'm
really
sure he's
funny.
Hilarious. It's like the it's, comedy
I,
gold.
I did it,
I've
when
heard.
I did it, I, like I've never been really speechless, you know, on radio or podcasts. I was kind of sitting there going, "What the fuck do I say to this?"
Well, see, that's why I thought I wouldn't be good at it.
Yeah, you'd be good at it.
I'd be like, Jim, I know you're in there. Come on, Jim.
You know, okay. So anyhow,
I just didn't respond, which I felt bad about, but I honestly just couldn't think of like a funny or like good way to say no, thank you. I should have just said no, thank you.
Why would you say no? Thank you? He did our roast. He was the best man. He flew all the way to Canada.
I know, but I got anxiety thinking about going and doing it. People don't realize I have a lot of mental problems.
No, you know, you don't see Norton as I see him. He fucking flew to Canada to be in our wedding.
I think he's, yeah, I know. I'm not against Norton. I just didn't want to do it myself.
Well,
it had nothing to
act
do with
like
him.
They don't. He did our fucking roast.
So he should have just done
not
it.
Not only did I do our roast, he went on first, which is the toughest spot in the fucking roast.
I think he asked to go on first.
No, he didn't ask. Oh. I did the lineup.
Oh.
Okay, and
well, he killed on the roast. He was fantastic. Okay, I'm sorry. I
apologize to Jim.
I apologize for not getting back to you about Chipperson.
Apologize for everything.
You better play this on your fucking show. I'm so sorry about not responding. I should have responded. This is my official statement. I'm sorry that no response is not good enough after we've been friends for this many years, and I should have responded.
Again, you're passive aggressive.
Why is that passive aggressive? I'm trying to add a little entertainment to it, so it's not completely like, Jim, I just didn't know what to say. I don't know how to say no sometimes.
But why don't you say I will do it?
Because I don't want to do it.
Why wouldn't you want to do it? You know how many listeners he has?
I know, but I just
you do some of the dumbest podcasts in New York. You go in, you go, and you tell me, you go, I'm going to do this podcast.
Like tomorrow.
Yeah. Like, no, Bobby's podcast is
joking. Well, I'm sorry. I can't stop it. It's, this is why everyone hates me. I realize.
No, I hate you for other reasons.
And also.
But.
You've broken me down here today. Guys, you've made me see the light. I should be more serious. You're doing it again.
What?
I can't help it.
What am I doing?
No, me. I was being your voice.
Oh.
Okay.
Apologize.
I'm sorry for any upheaval that I might have caused anyone, or uncomfortable feelings, or ill will. I will try to convince myself to do the Chipperson podcast. I will try to convince myself to do it.
No, now, like.
I have a fear of certain things. That's a live podcast.
It's not live. Maybe. I don't know if it's.
Isn't it?
No, it's not live. It's taped.
No, in front of an audience.
He's not asking you to do it in front of an audience. He asked you to come to studio and do it.
Oh, no, he didn't ask either way. He just said, can you do the Chipperson
podcast? Yeah, the podcast.
Well, I didn't know. I thought it was live. I honestly thought it was live. Oh, now they're going to have a whole fucking thing about this. What an idiot. She thought it was live.
You didn't know.
You know, they're gonna blame Lindsay and Opie for telling me that. They probably told her it was live. Sorry. I thought it was live.
Who told us that Sam tried to
I thought, didn't you do it live?
No, I did it in a studio.
I really thought you were in front of an audience.
No.
Well, how can it be that funny if it's not in front of an audience?
What do you mean, how can it be that funny?
I mean,
how can we be funny? We're not in front of an audience.
I know, but we don't end our podcast and be like, whoa, we were really funny.
He doesn't end his podcast. What do you?
I didn't think he did. I'm just saying, like, you came home and you're like that. You talked about it like it was a live show. You had the energy of a live show still stuck on you, man. You were walking around like you'd signed autographs.
Ugh. You're really...
I'm sorry. Because should I... Listen.
What?
I hate myself with a passion. Every morning I try to like get rid of it before I get out of bed, and now you guys are making me see I'm right in the first place.
What, to hate yourself?
Yes.
I don't know.
I mean, do things right. I don't care. You know what? I'm going to start crying now. See? That's why I joke around. So I don't break down. I don't want the floodgates to open.
So do you think, can you go on? I think you should go on Jim and Sam in the morning. I know it's tough.
Well, of course I'm going to go on in the morning. That's when they do the show.
Yeah, you haven't even done it. Now, let me clear this up, too. The reason I wasn't doing it, and they mentioned this, I did. I got paid to do Opie's show.
No. We're not going over that again. That's over. Done.
We talked about that?
Yeah, boom. That's, come on. Fucking kidding me?
I don't remember talking about it, did I?
Maybe I'm a fucking horrible person, but that's.
All right.
Why would you go over it again? It's been gone over ad nauseum by every podcast,
every pop-up. What are you talking about?
Everybody's talked about it endlessly.
I do have one anger issue still with all of it.
Well, then go text whoever you're angry at. And let's not do this on the podcast time. And then somebody snitchy bitchy with the fucking stitches, they go and send it off to somebody. And then somebody plays it on their fucking show. And then
they don't have a show.
Feelings are hurt. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
All right. Just that picture he posted of me when I was sitting there. My stomach was all fucking fat. When I was sitting.
Who cares? You know what, Rich? You're fucking 60. You put your time in this fucking business. You look amazing. You're.
I could lose 10 pounds.
It does. Your fucking weight has nothing to do with being a legend. In fact, if you were a little fatter, I think people would respect you a little more.
No way.
Well, if you kept your shirt on. Let me rephrase that. No, listen, you don't need to worry about how you fucking look sitting down. If he wants to put pictures out that he knows are going to upset you, that's on him. That's not on you. You're more than a fucking...
But somebody that, when he did it, and then he took it down and apologized. But still, that was that person's sense of humor. You know, I would have never done that to somebody, to a friend.
You might have done it had you not known that person would think it's a bad picture. I mean,
he knows a bad picture. He put up and went, ugh.
Oh, well, that's mean.
I don't know.
Well, can I just say one thing? Because obviously that's a shitty thing, and if somebody did it to me, I'd be.
But he took it down and said, "I'm sorry."
Right.
But still.
But the damage had been done. Yeah, and it still hurts.
Somebody's sense of humor is not a joke. It's just something mean.
But let's put just and it pissed, let's get
because I saw a picture last night that somebody put up of me. I go, I don't like it. I look heavy in the picture, you know, and I'm an entertainer. I want to look as good as I can. Why do you think I buy rings? So,
that at some point you're going to have to only you use your other hand for the mic because this one you won't be able to lift anymore.
Doing is getting one more ring for this finger.
Yeah. What's the next thing going to be? So you've gone through shoes,
sneakers.
Right? Sneakers, hats.
What
are other things that you've collected over the years?
I do flannel shirts. I like
flannel. Oh, yeah, that's right. Flannel shirt. Who collects flannel
I don't collect
shirts?
Them. I just buy, you know, 15, 20 bucks, a nice flannel. They're so comfortable.
Are you
going
to switch to glasses? Maybe you should start doing glasses.
No,
nice glasses.
I don't wear glasses.
They're expensive, and they'll take a lot of your time.
I don't wear glasses. Sunglasses? I have
tons
of them.
You're wearing them right now.
No, those are reading glasses.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No, they're a dollar from the dollar store,
but you get rings a dollar from the dollar store, but you don't. You get nice ones. Why not nice glasses?
Because they're reading glasses.
Whatever.
I barely read.
It's
capes. That's my next thing, capes.
That's what
capes.
I said to you in the bedroom the other night. So what's next, capes?
And it was last night, not the other night. It was last night.
No, it wasn't
night.
Last night.
Yes, it was.
No, it was the other night. Last night we were down here.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, my God. That's as close as I'm going to get, folks. Well, this is the last podcast. Thank you very much.
Why?
Because you finally said you're right.
Oh, well.
That's all we've been working towards, and we hit our goal. Thank you so much. So Rich did a show in Philly. I have to tell this story. Please don't use the person's name. But my friend who lives near here said, I'm going on a date and he wants to go to Rich's show. And, you know, she wasn't trying to get free tickets or anything, but I, you know, used some of my, you know, what do you call it?
Pull.
Thank you. And I got him two tickets to your late show Saturday night. I said to her, make sure you go tell him that you thought the show was good after, you know. Did she come backstage?
No. With her date? I didn't go backstage.
Well, where did she see
you? You mean before the show or after?
After.
No, because I went out and sold CDs.
Oh, so she came up to you there.
Yes.
And Rich said to her and her date, I can't give you a ride home because I have to go get my stuff out of the hotel. And I was
well, she was going, he lived in Philadelphia.
It doesn't matter. They're on a date.
No, but you're so stupid.
You're so stupid.
You're dumb.
Who does that? Who's going to take the girl home for the guy?
Oh, I was saving them time.
They want to be together. No. They're on a date.
They already had their date.
They've been on the date. They've been on the date many times.
He lived in Philly.
So they're going to go to her place and have sex probably or something.
Listen, it's Saturday night.
It's the funniest Saturday thing night. In the world to me that you don't understand about
no,
dating.
Saturday night, I was driving home after the show.
Oh, my God.
And the girl lives by me, and he lives in Philly where I was. And she goes, yeah, we're driving back to Hillsborough. And I said, listen, I'd give you a ride, but I was offering her, I go, but I got to go back to my hotel room and pack and pick up my luggage.
Like, you just can't imagine two people wanting to hang out together.
No, I was trying to save the guy time of driving.
He doesn't want to save
That's
time.
It,
he wants to
hours.
Hang out. He wants to
drive.
Hang out.
He would have had to drive from Philly to Hillsborough
yes, he
and
gets
back.
It.
That's
he
2 hours.
He understood that. When he asked her on the date, which he's done many times, is gone to Hillsborough and picked her up and then had to drive back to Philly.
Well, I think, you know what? If she was a good person, she would have met him in fucking Philly. So
she probably offered. I know her very well, and I'm sure she did. And I'm sure he was like, you know what? No, I'm going to come get you.
Well,
because
that's
we like hanging out together and talking and whatnot.
Nobody, listen, if I could save somebody 2 hours of driving,
oh my
if somebody
God.
Could save me 2 hours of driving, I'd say thank you.
Like he's probably gonna sleep over.
Why wouldn't they do that in Philly?
Maybe she has a better place.
What do you mean a better place? A bed's a bed.
But even if she slept over in Philly, we still have to drive her back and go back.
That's what I'm saying. She should have brought her car down, and then she could have slept in Philly and
what,
went home.
What do you care? And why are you asking?
I was trying to be
to
nice.
Me, that's the funniest thing in the world.
What, to offer somebody a ride home because I'm going
on
right
their
there?
Date.
I was going right there.
It's their big Saturday night. Well, let's cut this short because I've got to ride home. I'd love to give you a blowjob later, but he's offered me a ride. Oh my God.
I'm just trying to be nice. That's what I try
you
to
can't,
do.
You can't see your that maybe it was wrong for you to do that.
To offer somebody? I didn't even
I mean,
offer.
It's not wrong. It's just funny.
I didn't offer. I said I would have given you a ride, but I... You know, because I really didn't want to give somebody a ride, but just in case she was hinting that she wanted a ride, I said, hey, look, I got to go back to the hotel and pack, which I did. I had to go back and get my luggage and stuff. So, you know what I mean? Anyhow.
And also, then there was this other weird incident where some girl in the audience gave you
a
phone
number.
Oh, well,
no, I'll tell you the story.
Well, will you?
Yeah, because you're not going to get it right.
I wasn't even going to attempt it.
This guy in the audience was sitting with a girl right next to the stage, and he was just an ass throughout the show. He was an ass.
Making fun of your rings and such?
No, just he's doing old fucking radio bits. I go, this isn't radio, pal.
Like, what do you mean? Like,
whatever.
Like, he's
you're
going to
buy a Rolls Royce or something from. Mm-hmm. I go, this isn't fucking radio. Do you understand how I will destroy you, which I did? And if I want to have you. Thrown out, I can show you the power that I have because I threw somebody out the next night that wouldn't shut the fuck up the whole show. This guy, so I said,
I throw
him,
one person out every show just to like as an example to the rest of the audience.
It should be done. I'm gonna start doing that
at the very beginning, within the first 5 minutes, kick somebody out, and you're gonna have a fantastic show.
So he throughout the night, you know how some people you just they,
it's all in my new comedy how to's book.
Do you know? Do you ever have somebody in the audience that just irks you, just their face and their way they're sitting?
Well, I don't know about in the audience, but yeah, I know that feeling.
I didn't like the guy right from the beginning, and he kept going. I go, are you fucking, you know, and I don't know why I didn't throw him out. Whatever. And I said to her, I go, is that your fucking boyfriend or husband? You know? And she goes, no. I go, you know what? Why don't you come home with me tonight? And mm-hmm. we'll, you know, give me your number. We'll get together.
And keep in mind, folks, he's telling the story to me. His wife.
So, whatever. I'm on stage. Okay. So, what was I saying? You know, just joking. Hey, lose this fucking idiot. You know, right. And it would be a real kick in the face
also,
to come with me.
You know what a good thing is when you have that many rings, people aren't sure if one's a wedding ring or not. It becomes muddled.
No,
you know, they're all very extreme.
My left hand, I only have one ring.
I know, but you're going to get another one.
Just for here.
Yeah, so that, you know, oh, no, I just love rings. You could get away with that.
I like them. You can't tell me that doesn't look good.
It looks like somebody gave, I can't think of a good over-the-top gay guy.
So I said to the girl.
What do you call those things? Those knuckles.
Brass knuckles?
Yeah, like somebody gave Liberace brass knuckles. Are those brass knuckles from the Liberace collection? So, there's got to be a better gay guy. Why am I not doing it?
So I said,
Jackman, is he out?
No, he's not gay. Oh, because somebody made that joke on fucking the Golden Globes last night.
They did?
Something like that.
Oh, I didn't see. I didn't watch them.
Yeah, nice biceps.
Who?
Me.
Hugh? Oh, you do. Right, but that's what I was going to try to tell you before. And
what?
We'll get back to this story. But when you go into studio and brag about how good your body is and take your shirt off and all that, yeah. You might make other men a little jealous. Then they're going to post stuff like where you're not looking so good.
Yeah, when you sit down, your stomach gets
big. You're completely 100% missing what I just said.
No,
do you think that your behavior maybe pushed a little bit?
No, I never on his show ever took my shirt off. I only do it for Sam. Sam likes me to take my shirt off.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never done it? You never did it on O&A?
I might have.
Yeah, you might have.
O&A or O&J?
Because there were so many O's.
There were so many
O's.
And
O&J's. And now J and S.
Do you want me to finish the story?
Not really, but I mean, I guess we have to.
You brought it up.
I mean, because I know it's just going to be met with a lot of like, it's if I go, you think that's weird that you did that? No! It's just going to be a lot of like you defending your actions.
No, because
you don't have any like you're always on way on one side or way on the other. There's no like, yeah, I guess how you could see that. Like that doesn't come out of your mouth.
My politics are in the middle.
No, they're not. Because
Don't say they're not when they are. That's
someone in the middle doesn't get that passionate.
Don't
like you just got.
Yeah.
Nobody goes, oh yeah, I'm in the middle. God damn it.
Yeah, I am.
I'm a moderate. Okay.
You know that we have neighbors.
I don't give a shit. I lowered it though. My give a shit was very quiet.
All right. I gotta
I have a terrible cold, so does it sound like I have
No, it's because we don't have a studio anymore.
Oh, right. Because we got fired.
We never did our podcast, though, in the studio. Oh, boy. I got to get you to the gym.
Okay, let's go.
So I said to the girl, hey, let's get together. Give me a number one. So after the show, I'm selling CDs. She walks over with here's my number on a napkin. But I knew it wasn't her number. I knew the guy.
I know exactly what she looks like, too.
I don't know what she looked. I couldn't even tell you what she looked like. There's only one girl I remember. Well,
but you know her bra size?
No, there's only one girl. There was a girl that walked out of my show on Saturday, if you're listening. She had dark hair. Right? She was walking out and she stared
at me. There you go. Ladies,
well, hold on.
Narrow yourselves down.
She was staring at me as she's walking out and she looked like a princess. She was just staring and I looked at her, and I knew she was on a date. You know, but she was behind the guy because I seen her when she came in. I went, whoa. You know how you see people.
Was she staring at you or your bicep?
I don't know, but she was staring at me on the way out. So if you're ever listening.
Give you a little Woody?
Yeah, no. I'm just saying this girl looked like a princess.
I just want to introduce myself. Hi.
Yeah.
I'm your wife.
Oh, hi. Well, you never have seen a guy that looks so good.
I certainly wouldn't fucking tell you because one or two things would happen, a huge fight, or you'd be fucking me up the ass. I mean.
How does somebody who's married 13 years.
Stop what? Right there. Stop right there. And let's go back to your dumb story.
So she gave me her number, but I knew it wasn't hers. I knew it was the guy trying to be a fucking, you know, hey, go give him the number. So I said to the other comic, I go, call her and then I'll do some kind of bit out of it. And then just the recording came on. But, I'm sure it wasn't her number. And I'm sure this guy probably gave her whatever.
So when I asked you about it, when I first said, why did you call?
I didn't call.
You said, oh, I know, but you were like, I go, but why would you? And you go, because I knew it was the wrong number. I just want to make sure. And I was like,
no, not make sure. I go,
but most people wouldn't care either way. They just throw it out.
No, I said to you that I would have done something funny. I would have thought of a clever bit.
Yeah, but you didn't say that till maybe like two minutes after you'd been saying, like, I just wanted to check and see if it was real.
No, I didn't say I just wanted to check and see if it was real. I said I knew it was his number.
Oh, you wanted to check and make sure it wasn't real, which was what you assumed.
And I would have thought of something to do. You know, I mean, a dressing room would come, whatever. But if I was up to sneaky, I wouldn't even have brought it up.
I mean, the thing is, the reason that you bring it up is because
you
know.
Is that shit that you got for your lips? What is that shit for?
Okay. Oh, sorry. Was I talking too much?
Well, go ahead. What were you saying? You're sure I brought it up? What?
When you bring up stuff like that, you know it's not going to be some huge, crazy, maniacal, insanity fight.
Mm-hmm.
So you can. I could never bring up something like that.
Yeah, you could if it was something weird, a comic. If
there'd
you were
be,
doing
there'd
comic.
Be like screams about divorce and you trying to give me half the money and whatever. You know it. So
no.
Just be. I just want you to be aware of the double standard.
This turns into how.
Okay, you
it's
just told
me
about how you called a woman who gave you your number, and
I didn't
somehow
call,
I'm wrong.
I didn't call.
Somehow
her.
I'm wrong.
I didn't call her.
It's like that woman from your past that you called back. So weird.
Yeah, because I was wondering why she called me. She used to be in radio.
Oh, I didn't know that part. She used to be in radio.
Yeah, well, she was a news person on radio.
The crazy one?
No, don't call her crazy. That's not nice. Yeah, she did news.
They just wanted to talk to you about parenting?
Why did she call me in the first place? I forgot. 20 years later?
She found your email. She got a hold of you on Facebook and then gave you her number and you called her.
No.
Then she called you back and left a message.
Well, she probably said, call me.
Yeah, no, I didn't think you were just, scrolling through Facebook and...
She probably said call me and there was probably a reason, so I called. Obviously, it was 20 years ago or whatever, so why, look, if the girl I used to live with the eating disorder, if she said call me, I would call. If Mark Cohen sent you a thing on Facebook and said call me, you would call him. Does it mean anything? Am I right or wrong?
Well, I'm sure that I would be like, oh, my God, I wonder what this is about.
Yes, in my head I did.
Oh, okay, yeah, as long as you did it in your head.
Well, I'm not going to run around going...
And also, ask my permission in your head when you're doing stuff that's wrong and then have me say yes in your head and then go ahead and do it. I'm sure that's fine,
Wait,
too.
Do you think if that guy...
I don't think you're going to have sex with anyone else.
Across the country?
More on their part than on yours.
Wait. If Tom, whatever, the guy used to go
Stop,
out...
please don't use real names. What's wrong with you?
If Rom emailed on Facebook, said, give me a call. Would call just to find out what the fuck. That's all.
Maybe not, but I don't think this girl's in that category. Anyway, it's fine. I don't care. I mean, honestly, my biggest issue with it is the double standard with which
here we go back
the difference
to the double
would happen.
Standard.
Well, because you've had such huge fights with me before, but your jealousy is out of...
I'm not jealous. I haven't been jealous in fucking a year.
Good to know.
When's the last time I say anything?
You do.
Negative?
You still...
No.
Yes, you just do it much more sneakily.
Sneakily?
Checking, yes.
No, I don't do it.
Checking
sneakily.
Where it was at
There's
what time.
There's no word
and...
called sneakily.
I beg to differ.
What?
I beg to differ.
And And sometimes when you're spelling on Twitter late at night, you're not really paying attention. You know, and these people, ooh, you spelled plumber wrong.
Well, I think if it was a one-time thing, it would be fine. But it's every tweet.
No.
Every tweet, there's some problems. I make a lot of mistakes, too.
Every tweet.
But yours, you leave out punctuation sometimes. I have to go back several times and try to figure out where you meant the period to be. Like, where does this...
Well, that's on Twitter. You don't want to waste... I think they raised the cap.
How many... Oh, are you just finding that out now?
What but not on the computer, only on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Did you know that?
No.
You didn't know that, did
no.
you?
No.
Only on the phone. Mm. But that, you know what that is? That's Twitter just selling out. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm going to give these people more characters. You were based on how many characters? 84?
I don't remember, honestly.
And what's that picture? What do you call the picture that people put up?
Avatar?
Of themselves. Their sig pic? Is that it?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Signature pic?
Yeah. You know, I don't like people that don't put up their picture. Or maybe I don't put up mine. Anyhow, I put something up. I don't put like some fake model.
You just got mad at something you do.
Well, no, I don't know. Let me go to Twitter and
see.
Yeah,
you have your sign.
Oh, that says Voss?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they know what I look like. You know, these
Well,
people.
It's old Mr. Double Standard with you guys too, I guess. How does it feel? See? He does it to everyone, not just me. I guess I shouldn't feel so terrible about it.
Well, I do have the Voss thing.
All right, I got to go because I've...
Bonnie used to slay ONA back in the day. A really funny woman. She and Voss deserved more cred. What do you mean? We get enough credit.
Oh, way to turn that one around for yourself. I won't like anything. Block them. Block them for that bullshit.
Know who I block? If you post on my timeline and don't
follow... And then you don't follow me, boo.
Yeah, what's the sense? Block. And I always block those girls that are sex girls trying to get...
I don't get any of those.
I get a million. Not them. They're called. They retweet or favorite.
You should call them just to make sure that they're okay.
No, they don't leave their number. Their websites. I
like that
them.
You answer me literally on everything.
I knew you were trying to tell a joke. So deep down, you're sorry.
I just want to one more time apologize to Sam Roberts and Jim Norton and Chip Chipperson. For the way that I've behaved in the past and the way that I'm probably going to behave in the future.
You know what the title of this is? Bonnie Apologizes.
I mean, that's, you know.
What?
Because, you know, people think it's real.
None of it's real. It's all bullshit. Everything
is... The reality of it is, folks, I've never met Sam and Jim. You might have heard us together on the radio. That was me sitting...
Via satellite?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Via satellite? Mm-hmm. All right, let's do some plugs. Let me do some plugs. This Friday and Saturday, I'll be at the Comedy Inn in Miami this Friday and Saturday. And next Friday and Saturday, I'll be at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples, Florida. Next Friday and Saturday. This Friday and Saturday, Miami, the Comedy Inn. The following Friday and Saturday and Sunday at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples. Listen, our Patreon...
Can I do my plugs or just yours?
No, then I go to you.
Oh.
Patreon.com/ Voss and Bonnie. Sign up. There's extra content. We're putting up a bunch of content. CDs, live shows, extra podcasts. So, you know, help support. And that's all I got. What do you got?
This weekend, Friday night, I believe... It's either Friday or Saturday. I'm pretty sure it's Friday. I'm going to be in Philly at the Philly Comedy Club. I know you've never heard of it, but it's there. Google it. I'm going to be there. Two shows on either Friday or Saturday night.
Wait, it's not both nights?
I'm pretty sure it's Friday night I'm there, and then Saturday I'm at New York Comedy Club in New York City. And Ken Kranz is going to be there. I know a lot of you... white male lovers gonna love him.
All right,
he's funny.
All right, patreon.com/ Voss and Bonnie. Help us out. This is one of our better podcasts. podcasts. My head, I'm tired. I got to work out.
Yeah, no, it has nothing to do with
what?
Your aneurysm.
I'm going to get an MRI. Goodbye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.